Yesterday, Eric Zorn stopped by for a visit, and he was telling us about Russia trying to scare us about 5G, the wireless technology that will be coming soon. So it's a Tech Tuesday. Ashley Esqueda is on the line with us, senior editor at CNET. And let's just get right into it. Is 5G bad for our health?
All signs point to no. Shake my magic eight ball here. No. So what's going on here? This is so fascinating. Is apparently Russia is very upset that a lot of democratic countries are rolling out 5G before them. Mm. And so a couple of disinformation tracking firms have realized that RT, which is sort of this like propaganda news network that the Russian government likes to use to disseminate information and disinformation, is releasing a series of videos or pieces that are trying to convince people that 5G is going to kill us. So that it's it causes learning disabilities and cancers and all of these other conspiracy theories in order to slow down the build out of infrastructure to get people, lawmakers, to argue over the potential safety hazards that they've seen in these videos and basically slow down the build out. While oddly enough, I mean, if it were that dangerous, you would imagine Russia would be like, we're taking a stand on this. Like, you know, we're not going to hurt our people. Well, no, of course not. They're actually planning on their own 5G rollout, a very aggressive one, as much as they can, muster. And so, yeah, this is a pretty obvious conspiracy theory / disinformation campaign. So if you happen to see a video or a post about it in your Facebook timeline, don't feel like you have to go out and get a shielded helmet to wear while you're out and about in a 5G city. It's fine. And actually some research and science points to the fact that the higher frequencies in 5G actually
might be healthier.
It might be healthier in a sense than some of the lower frequency, like more traditional ways of communication infrastructure that we have. It's a disinformation campaign. Until we start seeing any major studies from reliable scientific outlets or research facilities, I would say you can go ahead and chalk this up into the full conspiracy theory tinfoil hat category.
Good to know. When do we expect 5G to be available here? Because I know there are various carriers that are advertising it, yet it's not available yet.
Yeah, so some carriers do have a few cities where they're kind of rolling out test beds. I know in Los Angeles we have 5G. I believe Verizon offers it, and then AT&T has had this thing called 5G Edge, which has been a little bit controversial because it's not really 5G. But they're really slowly starting to roll it out. It's just a matter of, again, it's that really big investment in infrastructure. Because it is to actually make it work, it's quite a bit different than a little bit more traditional networks.
Ashley, once it is a reality, will we have to upgrade all of our equipment? Will any of our phones accept it, or do we have to get an upgrade immediately?
There are newer phones that that manufacturers are saying are quote unquote 5G compatible, but I would imagine it'd be very much like the upgrade from 3G to 4G or LTE. Where, at some point there will be a tipping point where every manufacturer makes a 5G compatible phone, and over time people will just upgrade to them.
All right, good to know. And Amazon, this is an interesting story. They're going to pay their employees to quit. Explain this.
This is really odd, but then when you look at the details of the story, I guess it does make sense. So Amazon announced a little while ago that it was going to start offering one-day shipping if you're a Prime customer. And this is kind of a big deal in the shipping industry because it puts a lot of strain on Amazon to get those products out very quickly. And right now, they have a lot of third-party sellers and employees at the company who might actually not be needed anymore because of automation and the need to get those packages out even quicker. So robotics may replace some of those jobs. And so Amazon is saying, okay, well, we understand that, and we want to offer you up to $10,000 plus 3 months of your salary to go start a delivery, like to be your own delivery boss and basically become a package deliverer for Amazon, because they're going to need that added infrastructure for shipping, for one-day shipping, I should say. They're kind of hoping that they can entice some employees whose jobs may become obsolete because of automation in their warehouses to start going out and actually delivering packages, because that is actually one of the only parts of a massive corporation like Amazon that hasn't quite been solved yet by technology. It's called the last mile problem, where when you're transporting anything anywhere, how do you get it that last couple of miles, right? So people, products, when you start getting into really localized, delivery, it ends up being like, how do you do that? So Amazon is hoping that some of its employees will take this offer and go start delivering packages for them, as opposed to working in their warehouses.
But Ashley, even that last mile part of the equation, that'll be changed once they figure out the drone situation, right? Because they're still planning on doing drone deliveries, right?
I think so, to a certain extent. Drones can't really carry a whole lot of weight.
Yeah.
So until we start seeing it would really take looking at some of the bigger drones that are used in film and television, for example, to carry a standard size camera.
Yeah.
They're huge. So I can't imagine that last mile problem really being 100% solved at any point in the near future by drones. But certainly the really small things would be something that Amazon could easily solve, or fresh food delivery, pizzas, things like that.
It's amazing. You used to see these big white trucks delivering things, and now you actually are seeing the Amazon logo on these black trucks. So they're definitely adding more people. And who's challenging Amazon for this free one-day shipping?
Yeah, Walmart is getting into the free one-day shipping game.
So, I love it.
It's one of those things where competition is always good for consumers. So Walmart and other retailers that were huge brick-and-mortar retailers kind of let Amazon for a long time just do their own thing and become this giant behemoth online and e-commerce. And now they're kind of realizing, like, oh, wow, like, okay, we need to keep up with this, and we have to compete very, very heavily. So very shortly after Amazon announced they were going to start doing one-day Prime shipping, Walmart said, we got something in the works, too. And now they're rolling out free one-day shipping for three metropolitan areas. I believe it's Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles, Southern California. And so that'll be their pilot program. And there's no annual fee, so it's not like Amazon Prime. And that's one of the things that Walmart touts. They say you don't have to pay a fee to be able to get this free shipping, but you do have to spend over $35, and you get this one-day shipping. But there's another caveat. It only applies to certain products. So I believe it's like toys, sundries. There's certain products that kind of fall under that umbrella for now. And then Walmart says they'll be expanding the program as it grows and as they're able to sort of stress test that infrastructure for themselves.
I like it, and it's not hard to spend $35 if you want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She is
not at all.
Yeah, I know. Ashley Esqueda, senior editor, at CNET, CNET TV, correct?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's a Tech Tuesday. Ashley, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ashley. Talk to you next week. All right. Sometime between now and the end of the show, you'll have a chance to win Who tickets. Wendy, how does this work again?
There is a montage of seven Who songs. You need to identify them all in the order in which they were played. And then we'll take a random caller, start with that caller. Whoever gets it correct will win a pair of tickets to see The Who 1 week from today at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park, a Live Nation show.
Perfect. Keep listening in for that. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.